You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. As you know, we are getting conflicting reports this morning about the situation in the Republic of Georgia. The latest, that at least five explosions have been heard near the city of Gori. We're going to go now to Natalia Antalava. She reports for our partner, the BBC World Service, and she's talking to us from Tbilisi. Thanks for joining us, Natalia.
Sure. Yes, there are reports of continuing violence in Gori and in surrounding areas. It's very difficult to get in there because some journalists managed to get into town in the morning, but the Russians now control the area. So it's rather hard to get a complete picture of what's happening on the ground. And even more so because it's impossible to get into the villages past Gori in the conflict areas, but clearly it would be probably fair to say that things are slightly better than they were yesterday, but they are very explosive. It's all quite tense, and there is a lot of uncertainty about what will happen.
Given that we are still hearing about literally tens of thousands of people who have been displaced, who are refugees, who have lost their home, what exactly is better today than compared to yesterday?
Well, there seems to be some sort of negotiation going on between the Georgians and the Russians. And it didn't get us anywhere, yet at least, but the Georgian police and the Russian military have been talking about doing joint patrols in the Gori area. Now, the Georgian government is saying that once that starts, at least some of these people will be able to go back. But the people that I've been talking to, they're saying that they will not be going back because they are terrified of reprisal and revenge crimes and even killings, according to some of them, that have been going on there. So I would say a slight progress, at least a temporary relief window to breathe on a political front. But obviously, in terms of the situation on the ground, it's still really difficult.
Now, President Bush in this country had ordered aid to arrive in Georgia. What do you hear of that? Any signal of that?
Yeah, the second U.S. military aircraft landed just a few hours ago. We've just come back from the airport, talked to the American soldiers who brought aid in. They were telling us that much, much more will be coming. The aid will be coming for as long as it's needed, that America, the United States, are ready to dispatch as much aid as is necessary. So, that's definitely coming in, and it's making Russians very, very unhappy.
What do you mean? What have you heard?
Well, we've heard from Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday when he said that the United States should make a choice between a reliable partner like Russia or a virtual project like the Georgian government. That is a kind of rhetoric that we're hearing all the time coming out from Moscow. And it seems to me that Moscow was surprised by the American response to this crisis. I know for sure that the Georgians were surprised because they clearly, 5 days into the war, they did not expect America to send them to send the aid in this shape and form. And while the humanitarian side of it is very important because people are desperate for help, it does seem to be more of a window dressing. What we're seeing here is really a show of force, and Washington basically telling Russia that it is willing to stand up.
Now, Natalia, you're in the capital city of Georgia. What are you hearing from people there about what fears they have for their future? There are those analysts who look at this and say Russia clearly wants to redraw the map here.
There is absolutely no question in anybody's mind here that Russia wants to redraw the map. Russia has wanted to do it ever since the Soviet Union collapsed. Russia has a very complicated relationship with Georgia, a rather emotional relationship with Georgia. Russia has always been... there has always been a slight hang-up about the fact that Russia could never quite have Georgia. It's always been a country where the independence movement started, where people always stood up to Moscow. So there is this element, and the Kremlin has been very annoyed. So for the Georgians, this war is a clear indication of what everyone here already knew, that Russia wants Georgia back.
All right.
And there is definitely a lot of worry, and there was a lot of panic yesterday when Russian troops went out of Gori and went for what turned out to be just a stroll towards the BBC.
All right, Natalia Antolava, I'm afraid we're going to have to draw this to a close, but I want to thank you for your report. Natalia Antolava, BBC correspondent, talking to us from Tbilisi in the Republic of Georgia.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.